afternoon. This is Glenn Coble, and the show you're listening to is A Progressive Life, and we have on the phone Dr. Feynman. Are you there, Dr. Feynman?
I'm here, ready to go.
All right. Excellent. Well, we were kind of talking. I don't know if you listened to any part of our show before this.
Yeah, about the coaches.
Yeah, we were kind of talking about, I guess, being honest and fair about doing your job. And we kind of, Scott and I kind of disagree on some things. We disagree on the thing where the Democratic politicians from Texas skipped out and headed towards Washington, D.C. Now, apparently, four or five of them have COVID. Not badly, but they have it. But they were all immunized, but they have mild cases of it.
Yes, I thought you said, I thought you were talking about the football coaches. That's
well,
what I
and we did talk about football coaches. We were kind of talking about everything under the sun.
Well, but, I was listening at about 11:30, so but I heard the last half hour, yeah.
I think we mainly were talking about having honor in what you're doing. I'm not quite sure that we have found that in politics recently. So, anyway, let's get on with some of the stuff that's going on right now. The first thing I'd like to know is what's your opinion about having, I always forget her.
Marjorie Taylor Greene?
Taylor, I couldn't remember her middle name. Marjorie
Taylor Greene, yeah.
Being thrown off of Twitter. And now apparently it's only temporary. How can they,
they can do what they want. They're a private company.
Yeah.
I think she spews poison all the time, and I don't think she should be allowed on Twitter, just like Trump is banned until January 20th, 2023.
Is that right? I didn't know there was an end date to that. January 20th.
End date, but it could be extended if his reckless behavior and speech continues, and he's already doing it, you know, in other ways, so... You know, I think it will become permanent, but yes, it is 2 years.
That's kind of interesting that it would end on Inauguration Day 1 year before Inauguration Day.
Well, no, actually 2 years. 2023 is 2 years.
That's right. It's
2025.
Years.
But, you know, it's the third year, the beginning of the third year of the Biden presidency. Yes.
I gotcha. And let's see, that must have meant he got a four-year...
A two-year suspension.
Two-year suspension.
Yeah.
Not a four-year. Okay. I got you. I'm a little slow on math today.
I can see that.
I'm a little slow on
Did
math.
Did you pass math in high school?
Well, you know, when I went away to college, there was a subject, and we had to take a science, and there was a subject called, well, there were two subjects. The first one was called modern math. And they would teach you that subset 2 plus subset 2 equals subset 4. Why in the world did they have to put subset in front of that? I have no idea.
So other mental math. That's what it is.
So I passed it, but I didn't pass it well. And then when I changed schools, I had to do one more math-related thing. So I took a course in... calculus for the musician, since I was a musician.
Oh, my God.
I thought I could handle that. That lasted about 2 weeks.
That was the name of the course?
Yeah,
calculus for the musician?
And it was taught by one of my dad's parishioners, who was a friend of mine, and he was going to flunk me, so he came over and said, Glenn, you're doing a terrible job. I said, okay, I will get out of this business.
But if you were involved with football, mostly football, right, in your career, correct?
Well,
basketball.
In my career as I was football and basketball, athletics in general.
Okay, did you ever have a problem with understanding what the scores meant in the games?
No problem at all. And as a matter of fact, I did the statistics for all those different
sports. Oh, yeah. Sounds like it might not have worked out too well.
It worked out good because I had a lot of student aides that would correct me.
Probably were making faces at you, like you were saying about the person who made a face, or you said you made a face at someone, and that ended your friendship. I heard that was funny.
It didn't really end our friendship. We are good friends right now.
Okay, but I imagine these student athletes or the ones who helped you might have been looking to say, huh?
And I said, they're still close friends of mine.
And they're understanding, that's all I can say, and they're patient.
One of them, Steve Rader, who I think is...
It's just funny.
He's a professor at Wright State. He contacts me probably once a month on Facebook to make sure I haven't lost my way. So he's taking care of me.
He's about Wright State, W-R-I-G-H-T, correct?
Yeah, right, correct.
Yeah, okay, not R-I-G-H-T, which is Fox News.
That would be wrong state. But anyway, okay, so we shouldn't worry about poor Marjorie Taylor Greene losing her account temporarily.
Well, she's already been indeed dropped from all committees.
Yeah.
So she has time to do nothing but talk and make rounds with Matt Gaetz and cause trouble. But she's had some of her rallies canceled in California, for instance, you know.
Well, now, she was not put as one of the, what, five members?
No, but Jim Jordan was, and he should not be on the committee because he's out to just destroy it. He's not out to find the truth.
Well,
and he himself is a seditionist and traitor.
Well, now, one of the questions I had is when the attack on the Capitol happened, there was a lot of talk about him actually doing one of the walkthroughs.
It was the day before, along with Marjorie Taylor Greene, Lauren Boebert, Madison Cawthorn, Paul Gosar of Arizona, and also the guy in Georgia, I can't think of his name right now, who's running for the Senate now. Imagine that. I can't think of the other name at the moment.
Do they have proof that these people did this?
Well, they haven't said it publicly, but they have video of everything that goes on all the time
true.
In the Capitol building.
Yeah.
So they can go back to the 5th or the 4th of January, and they can see if some of these people who were arrested were there at that time and were being escorted by people like that.
Well, now, how is our esteemed congressman going to be able to be on a committee that judges that?
Yeah, well, two of the other people also voted after the trouble to still oppose the electoral vote.
Right.
A total of three out of the five. So they should not be on the committee. The other two, yes, and pick others. There were others they could pick. But I actually think that McCarthy himself, Kevin McCarthy, is going to face questioning. He's going to have to answer questions. And if he doesn't, I think he should be indicted, you know, as a criminal. You know, that's what my viewpoint is. The man is a disgrace. He just wants to be the speaker. I understand everybody has ambitions, but, you know, right now the two former speakers have been critical of him and of what's going on, meaning, of course, John Boehner and Paul Ryan, and I don't consider either of them people I admire, but even they don't go as far as he goes. So his ambition is getting in the way of truth, and that's not acceptable.
Now, who would you find as acceptable for McCarthy to have put on there?
I think either those who voted to convict, to impeach, I should say, in the House.
There were 10 of those, right?
A few of them. Or those who at least voted on the 6th of January to back the results of the Electoral College, even if they did not vote to convict or to impeach him. No, it was someone who was clean of the scandal itself, that either backed the electoral vote, and or also were condemnatory of him. There's certainly enough of those people they could pick.
You would think that there would be enough, yeah. You knew when he was given the offer to pick five people, most of them weren't going to be good.
But Jim Jordan is just there to be a troublemaker.
But he's the head of a very large committee, which I guess kind of put him in line there, right?
Well, I think he was on the Judiciary Committee.
Yeah.
By the way, I looked up Mo Brooks of Alabama is the other one I was thinking of, who was accused of having taken escorted tours with others, you know, on the 4th and the 5th. Now, again, maybe it's not true. These are rumors, but I'm pretty sure it is true, but they can go through the videos and they can find on the 4th and the 5th of January which members of Congress were taking people that ended up being involved in the riot on tours of the building. I mean, they can certainly do a lot of research, but, you know, with video, you can do anything. Everybody's videotaped everywhere all the time now, so they should do that, and that should lead to their being expelled from Congress and being indicted if they are indeed involved, because why else would they have been with those people?
Well, now, I can see Jim Jordan saying, after they run that video past him and he's on the committee, he'll say, that's not true.
Well, it's just like Trump saying things aren't true,
just
but that doesn't make it fact. You know, the man is really a disgrace. He should not be in Congress, and he should not be on this committee. And actually, the Speaker can reject him, but that'll cause more controversy.
Yeah.
But actually, I think she should say he is. Even the other two people that voted not to accept the electoral vote stay on. They're not firebrands like him, but he should not be on the committee.
Now, she cannot name Republicans to be on the committee, can't she? It has to be, they have to be named.
Well, except, of course, Cheney is on the committee. You know, she accepted the appointment from you know, but I also think,
okay,
you know, so that's the one exception. And she, of course, imagine the back and forth between her and Jim Jordan when we've seen already what she said to him on that day, using the F word a couple of times. You probably saw that, right?
Yeah, she was kind of strong language on that, yes.
Yes, she took the language from her father, Jamie, who certainly used that kind of language regularly. We know that.
I wonder if she's a better shot with a shotgun.
And that person, I think, is still alive, the one he shot.
I hope so, yes.
And yet that person apologized to Dick Cheney.
Yeah.
That's the other one. I said, what's going on here?
Excuse me for beating my face in front of your gun.
And he never actually publicly said, I'm sorry. The other guy said, he's sorry for being there? That is nuts. It really, there's so many crazy. And this is Dick Cheney, who I despise, but
yeah,
compared to these people now, he's a charmer.
Yeah. I listened to his daughter, and even though I did not like her very much,
no,
her
but
opinion,
unless you have to say she's got some decency.
Yes, she voted 90% in favor of Trump, apparently,
and
which was more than the Green did. And,
well, Green is more recent. Green has only been there a few months now, you know. He wasn't there before, but Cheney has a record. But I think Adam Kinzinger should be appointed. He's the other very courageous one.
Yeah, I was
one.
Wondering, Nancy Pelosi can't appoint Republicans in place of the Republicans that have already been
appointed. I gather not, but yeah. I almost wish, well, that someone like Kinzinger would volunteer to do it, but I don't know if actually that could happen. I don't know.
That'd be interesting.
But the problem is that it's going to be a show, a circus, and I'm not sure. We're going to get evidence, but we're not going to probably get what should be done to these people to be punished. And even with the people that are being convicted, this one person got 8 months? I'm sorry, that's too little. That's wrong.
Well, who will prevail over that committee? Who will be the head of that committee?
The person from Mississippi, Benny Thompson, who's a Democrat, who's African-American, and of course that's going to lead to all kinds of racist attacks on him because putting a Negro in charge, you know, I can just see it, you know. It's going to add to the fuel to the fire on the racism of the white supremacists.
Yeah.
Badly.
The reason why I have a lot of faith in the intelligence of most of the Democrats.
Yes.
I think things will work out. I've always believed that they will work out. And like I told Scott today on the show, it's going to be messy.
Absolutely messy.
But politics is messy. That's how you get stuff done.
Jim Jordan still needs to be investigated about the abuse that went on at Ohio State when he was there that he didn't know about, which I'm sure he did know about.
I have yet to find out why nobody's ever followed up and done anything on that. I just don't know. Does he have stuff over MSNBC or over the heads of NBC or
CNN? MSNBC celebrated its 25th anniversary this past week.
That's right, they did.
I wrote a blog entry about that. I think it's great.
Oh, yeah. I missed that. I'll have to pull it back up.
I guess maybe it was last week, but in the last week, yeah. So it's 25 years, and nobody's saying they're perfect. No organization is perfect,
right.
But believe me, they're telling the truth most of the time, and they make blunders like anybody does. But Fox News, now we suddenly have Sean Hannity telling people they should maybe consider getting the vaccination.
There's a lot of that.
But Tucker Carlson doesn't care, and he keeps on promoting the idea not to get it, and also others on that channel.
I heard one of the talking heads, and I can't remember who it was.
Laura Ingraham is another one. Yeah, that keeps on denying it. Yeah, I'm sorry.
I heard one of the talking heads say that, what's the owner of Fox News, what's his name?
Rupert Murdoch.
Rupert Murdoch had required that they all be shot, get the shot. Had you ever heard that?
I might have heard the rumor, but I don't know if that's true.
Yeah,
you know?
That's what I'm wondering if that. And I thought you would know. You're the expert.
The point I want to make is I know a lot, but I'm not like Donald Trump claiming to know everything about everything.
I thought your mind was the best mind in the world.
I'm not that egotistical to think that way. I'm quite knowledgeable, but I'm always learning new things.
Well,
just
that's
like
good.
I told you about, I learned about Jefferson. Did I tell you about that last week? About Jefferson in the Declaration House when he was doing the Declaration of Independence. He had a 14-year-old black male as his servant, dressing him and other things.
Oh,
and he was the brother of the woman that he had chosen with. Can you believe that?
Huh.
I don't think I told you that.
No,
that
you
is
didn't.
Something I just learned recently. And I'm thinking, why do you need a person? I mean, you're not royalty, or maybe they thought they were. You need people to dress you? One thing to cook your meals, maybe. But to dress you?
Well, maybe they had ties that they had to do behind the back to hold the vest.
That's not the way it read, you know. And then I think I told you about James K. Polk, bought and sold slave children while he was in the presidency.
He did.
Children. I'm not saying good to sell adults, but that blew my mind when I learned. I guess I didn't tell you. I'm probably doing it on the other radio show. So you learn new things all the time. You come across new evidence. More things come out. And so I know a lot, yes, but I don't claim to know everything. I never would claim that I'm perfect or that I know everything about anything. But I certainly have worked in my lifetime to learn as much as I can.
Now, I'm not saying that any of this makes slavery or indentured slavery or whatever it was called, none of this makes any of it right. But do you think that you have to give a little bit of credit to some of these people by saying it was the standard of life that, as it was going on, that slavery was accepted?
Yes and no, because after all, there were many people who were white who were abolitionists,
yeah,
who were involved in trying to end slavery over,
sure,
a long period of time, men and women. And I don't think enough attention is given to the abolitionists who felt this is unethical, it's immoral, it's wrong. So I think we should pay more attention to the people who were fighting against what was going on, not so much to justify what the people in power were doing, exploiting people.
Well, let's give them a little attaboy. Who would you say is the most well-known abolitionist?
Abolitionist? Well, William Lloyd Garrison, who almost got killed in a riot, you know, against his newspaper, The Emancipator.
Yes.
He was able to overcome it. But there's a whole group of abolitionists, and some were actually people who had been slaves themselves. They were black abolitionists. But the point is, to me, they're like the ones who were white civil rights workers who were killed, like in Mississippi in 1964,
mm-hmm,
including two people from the college I was attending, Queens College in New York.
Yeah.
These are people to be made heroes, and there's so many other people
two
like that.
Two were white, and one of them was Jewish, wasn't
that correct? Actually, two were.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know them. In a way, I'm glad I didn't know them, but the two white guys were Jewish, and of course, that was part of anti-Semitism at the time in the South as well, and all along, and the third one was African-American, yes. And it's a tragedy, and, you know, it's commemorated, but in many ways, but most people, you know, are not aware of people like that, or like William Lloyd Garrison or others,
mm-hmm,
back in the 19th century, or even Harriet Tubman, who was very courageous going back and forth to rescue people from slavery.
Mm-hmm.
And, also, you know, people like a whole group of them, and Frederick Douglass, another one, just as a few examples.
Yes, Frederick Douglass.
And notice you're asking me this without having given me time to think about it. So this comes from my memory, but there were other people I could name, but you caught me off guard.
Verbal diarrhea is taking over.
Well, I'm giving you information, but if I'd been able to plan, I would have given you more
I
than
know
I'm giving you.
You
just have to think about it for a while.
I will give you a better chance next week. Well, now, let's move along to what's going to happen to the infrastructure bill. Is it going to ever get done?
I think the physical infrastructure will. They're having the vote today, but it's not going to be, it's a starting process. I think it will occur, but the human infrastructure part, which is also very important, and I wrote about, I think really is, even it's much more money and it's much more significant because it includes the concept of 2 years of free tuition community college, 2 years of universal preschool education for 3 and 4 year olds, Medicare reforms including dental, this is great, dental, vision, and hearing aids to be covered under Medicare.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting. Yeah.
And also the possibility of lowering the Medicare age to 60 from 65, and also giving middle and lower income parents monthly stipends for each child, and that started already, that part, and having home care for seniors who need it, and support for those who need young children to have care subsidized so women can go back to work, as many women cannot go back because of seniors or because of their children.
Yeah.
So, and also paid family and medical leave, which every other industrial democratic society has. So this all should be done, and that can be done by reconciliation, apparently. They don't need Republican votes, as long as they can keep all 50 Democratic votes. Which seems likely to occur, although the voting rights issue, we still cannot seem to get any possibility of doing that by reconciliation, and the idea of changing the filibuster is still resisted by Kyrsten Sinema and by Joe Manchin. So that's very frustrating that we're going to probably see the voting rights that were guaranteed in 1965. They're stripped away mostly now, and we're going to be going back to the Jim Crow era of blacks and Hispanics not being able to vote, and poor people not being able to vote, and college students not being able to use their ID to vote. You know, it's very upsetting.
Well, isn't there the thought of doing a carve-out of the...
Yes, but so far we have not heard that those two senators are willing to do that. I would think they should. Maybe they will, you know, who knows, but I want to point out Joe Manchin went to Texas after these Texas legislators left, and he was at a Republican gathering raising money, and I'm thinking, you're a Democrat, or at least you say you are, why are you doing that?
That was not good, not a good image.
And the man, well, all these people are egomaniacs anyway, but I mean, the man to me is really, he is the 50th Democrat, but... I just wish we had more. I wrote this yesterday, I think, that if we had for Joe Biden what Lyndon Johnson had in the mid-60s and FDR in the mid-30s, we would be accomplishing so much more because they had massive margins in both houses, but that's not the case right now. So there are limits to what can be done.
Well, we can hope for 2022.
Yeah, but again, looking at history, you know,
that's not
the party
history.
Out of power wins seats, and I'm worried about that, you know.
Yeah.
But I'm hopeful that what Joe Biden will be able to accomplish, and all of the poison that's being promoted by Trump and his minions, that it will get a proper result, and it's going to be a real nail-biter, certainly by the time of November 8th, 2022.
Well, here in the state of Ohio, we were all buoyed by the discussion 2 years ago, I think it was, 18, yeah, probably in the election of 18, that we were going to have gerrymandering was going to be changed.
Really? But it's not being changed, is it?
It's not, but you've got, for some reason or other, that has been dropped by the wayside. At least
because Republicans have dominance, that's why.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the Senate candidates, J.D. Vance, is a total sellout, changing his views just to get to be a senator. And also, at the moment, I can't think of the name, Josh, I can't think of his name at the moment.
I know what you mean, I can't think of his name as
well. Yeah, he's from Cleveland, yeah. It's just unbelievable, you know.
Well, anyway, we, like I said earlier, politics is messy, and things are going to keep changing. Every day we're going to go look at the talking heads on TV and go, oh my gosh, not again. That's my wife and I have actually cut back watching any television or any political television because it just gets so frustrating and they keep saying the same things over and over and over and over again.
Yeah, well, the only thing is it's good to stay away for a certain amount, but yet at the same time, it really does matter.
Oh, yeah.
Whereas if we are ignorant and we don't know what's going on, we're not going to be motivated to do what we can, you know?
Right. We will not be ignorant, my wife.
I'm just saying, though, a lot of people tune it out too much.
Yeah.
It will not be good, but I understand the concept, yeah.
All right, well...
Josh, Josh Mandel is the one I was thinking of. Yes, the right wing is Josh Mandel, who's run for state office and lost a couple of times. But
even
Republicans, he has tied himself to Trump as if they're lovers, you know?
Even Republicans in Ohio don't trust him.
Yeah, I've gathered that. So J.D. Vance, who has sucked up to Trump, that's what he has said it himself, swears to be to be an ally to Trump, even though he was always against him because he wants to be a senator. So, I mean, you know, it's one thing if you're doing that, but to actually say it out loud and think people are going to vote for that?
I often wonder, do any of these people look in a mirror anymore and say, wait a minute, I already told the world I'm opposed to this, and now I'm saying I'm in favor of it? We have, and it used to be a bad thing to be called a flip-flopper. Anymore, that's just natural. especially amongst the Republican
Party. There's no shame about anything anymore.
No, there is not. You can't shame. The shame that Clinton felt when he was caught with having extramarital relationships, that wouldn't even be thought about anymore. As a matter of fact, it wasn't, because Trump was caught talking about it on a bus, and nothing happened.
And people saw it, and they still voted for him.
Yeah.
Although, actually, he did lose a popular vote both times.
Yes, he did.
He won because of Russian machinations, and we know now that they had it set up, the Russians, recently, you know, that we know that they were going to back him in 2016 in any way they could, because they felt they could control him. They even said that he was unstable mentally. I mean, they understood he was a guy they could take advantage of. So because of the manipulation, even though he lost by, you know, by 3 million votes, he still ended up the president. But then the next time, we had an 8 million vote lead of Joe Biden. And now we have the pillow guy saying, oh, no, he actually won by, I think, 18 million votes. According to him, according to this pillow guy, Mike Lindell,
wonder how that pillow would fit over his face.
And I've also heard those pillows are no good. That's what I've heard. Well, what do you suggest? Oh, I like that.
A pillow is a pillow. I know.
Oh, my God, that sounds good.
Now, you mentioned this. You just quickly touched upon this. The first Capitol rioter to get a felony prison sentence was sentenced to 8 months, and he could have been sentenced, as I believe, as high as 18 or maybe 20 months.
And so, he wanted to have no sentence other than maybe community service. Yeah. And he complained that he was going to lose his job, he was going to lose his home, and who was going to take care of his cats? I thought that was hysterical.
I don't understand why these people didn't think about this before they went to Washington, D.C. Surely they had to know that what they were going to do. Well, maybe they thought they were going to win the war, the battle. There.
Imagine, because of your cats, he brings up his cats or dogs. That's a reason to stay out of prison?
Now you know I have a brand new little puppy dog.
I know, but
I would do none of that if I had to give up my puppy.
Well, even without the puppy, you wouldn't do it.
That's true.
But this is crazy. Talking about his cats. My oldest son has two cats. He must have laughed hysterically when he heard this.
Well, you know, I'm glad. A lot of my friends, and I think you're included, were disappointed with the amount of time that he's going to spend in prison.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
But I'm glad that it's a felony charge, and I'm glad he's going to spend time in prison, because this may be the stepping off stone for a lot more felony charges.
Well, I think anyone who's convicted should get at least 5 years and no parole earlier. That's what I would say, 5 years. And if more serious, more time.
I don't think that'll happen, but
well, certainly for the more serious ones, did damage and destruction, and you know all that. I think like that guy, you know, with the bare chest, with the tattoos and all that, you know, the Mohawk. He should get probably 20 years in prison.
And, well, he's just a nutcase. He should be put in an insane asylum.
Yes, maybe put him there. He's nuts.
Well,
he's
now crazy. They do have pictures of the person who was spraying the policeman that died.
Yes.
I can't imagine that they're not going to throw the book at him.
I would say 20 years, no parole earlier.
Yeah, I mean, You know that he wasn't intentionally trying to kill him, but he wasn't trying to do him any good either.
Well, you see, not intentionally. Maybe he didn't think of it that way, but if you're going to do something like that, you are endangering a person's life. Yeah, I don't know if you can talk about intention. The man was off the wall, and he should pay the price.
Okay, I just got to mention a notice here. Oh, shoot, it went away. That Nancy Pelosi rejected two of the people.
Oh, yeah, which two?
I don't know. I lost.
Yes, Jim Jordan, I would assume.
No, well, I don't think it said Jim Jordan, but I'm going to have to pull it back.
I'm trying to look it up now as you're talking.
Okay. Yeah, it just came across on my phone here, and I can't pull it up. I'm too old to know how to work these things. Anyway, I'm going to go back to where I was.
Pelosi rejected Jordan and Banks.
Oh, it was Jordan.
Yeah, and Banks, the Hill. I'm just looking it up. I'm just seeing the headline. Pelosi rejects Jordan and Banks, the January 6th committee. Am I happy? Oh, my gosh.
They don't
replace them, so what? There'll be fewer votes that could be negative on anything they do. I think that's great. I give her so much credit.
Well, I was a volunteer with one of the people that ran in the primary to go against Jordan, and my candidate happened to lose, but I got to know the lady that did run against Jim Jordan. Not a great campaign, I didn't think.
You should have run.
But, I mean,
it should have been you. You should have been congressman instead of Jim Jordan.
Well, I think you're right. But
then I wouldn't have met you because you wouldn't be on this show.
That's true. But this particular district is so gerrymandered. Have you ever seen our district? It's called the Duck District. It's shaped like a duck.
Originally, the gerrymandering, which was promoted by Governor Jerry of Massachusetts, who was vice president also.
His name was actually Gary.
It was Gary, yes. We call it gerrymandering, but his name was Gary, yes.
Yeah.
But he became vice president and died in office, by the way.
Is that right?
Which is ironic. But he set it up, you know, to promote his party, and it was said to be the shape of a salamander, salamander.
I've heard of the salamander, yeah.
I'm friendly. How is a salamander shape compared to, what is it called, a duck, you said?
Yeah, a duck. Well,
I'm not sure what the difference is in the shape. I never have to compare the shape of both.
The head is up almost on Lake Erie, and the bill cuts over and makes sure it cuts out all the Democratic areas in Cleveland.
Oh, God.
And then it goes down, its neck goes down, and it's very skinny neck. It goes down, I don't know, maybe a couple counties, and then it spreads out into the rural areas, which are where we are, and then it spreads out to more rural areas, which are over by Indiana. So it's really badly gerrymandered.
Yeah, I'm just imagining what Jordan's going to say now. Ooh.
Yeah,
you know?
Oh, did you see...
McCarthy will say, Kevin McCarthy, yeah.
Did you see what Rob... Senator from Kentucky.
Rob Portman?
Portman actually voted with Sherrod Brown on something recently.
Rob Portman is conservative, but he's decent. I have to say that, you know. And also, he's leaving next year. He should be more courageous and speak out and not worry about what people think, you know, about, he's not loyal to Trump. And you know, that's the only problem. But he is certainly... It has a better reputation, yes.
Did you see Rand Paul and Dr.
Oh, my God. Yes. I wanted to. I was going to mention that next. Yeah. Dr. Fauci. Oh, this man is a fake eye doctor. He's not nationally recognized. He never joined that group. He formed his own group.
Is he an ophthalmologist or an optometrist?
Ophthalmologist, yes. Okay. And he is a disgrace to the human race. He really is. He even makes his father, who I thought was always wacky, Ron Paul, look better. Imagine that.
That's pretty hard to do because...
yes, Ron Paul is 85 now, but he's always been a libertarian, and if you look at his background, he also was an anti-Semite back when he one time ran.
Really?
Yes, he actually spoke out against Jews. And,
well, Jews aren't allowed in Kentucky anyway, so...
What's that?
Jews aren't allowed in Kentucky.
Well, actually, he's from Texas, though. He was a congressman from Texas.
Was he?
His son is in Kentucky, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
But I'm just saying that the man has always been seen as a libertarian. People love libertarians, which means just let me do whatever the hell I want. No regulation, no control, and of course take advantage of other people. That's what a libertarian really is.
Well, that's kind of what Jim Jordan is too.
Yes.
In his
I'm going to have to turn on TV after this, see what Jordan says and McCarthy says, and Trump will probably speak up too. Oh my God, this is going to be a fun day.
Well, Jim Jordan spoke here from the porch, from President Harding's porch.
Well, of course he would.
And there were lots of people there, and I would venture to say only about 10% of them were in favor of him. There were a lot of people screaming that he should resign and stuff.
Was this recent?
No, it wasn't that recent. It was probably...
Was this to celebrate the 100th anniversary of Harding's inauguration in January?
No, it wasn't. It was probably 3 years.
March, actually, it would be March. No, it was March at that point. No, I thought it was maybe commemorating the centennial. No.
No, it wasn't. Anyway...
I bet he doesn't even know about that. He's not too smart, you know? He's a demagogue is what he is, you know?
A demagogue, yeah.
Yeah, and Kevin McCarthy, who's not related to Joseph McCarthy, but it's like from one McCarthy to another, the disgrace of the Republican Party, really. Yeah.
Okay, let's get a little bit off of politics. And
oh, boy!
What do you think about the Olympic Games and all the sickness and stuff like that? I have said a long time ago
there should be no Olympics in a situation like this. Uh-huh. It's going to be hard to cancel it now, but honestly, I think it's just profit over principle. I think it's wrong, but it's also sad for all the people who are in it, the ones who cannot be in it because they got sick, and all the people traveling. So I guess it has to be out, but I think it's going to be a lot more people going to get sick. Some might die, and Japan only has 2% covered. You know, I don't know what's wrong with Japan, why they have not really worked at it. Japan is such a first world country, and they act like a third world country.
Yeah,
they haven't done anything about this situation. And this new variant is very dangerous, and for people, including someone I know and you know, but even others who say, I'm not concerned because I know my body. I'm sorry, this is microscopic. You don't know your body. Nobody knows their body. You cannot know what you cannot see that can do harm to you, no matter how good shape you're in. I just don't understand that.
And God will take care of me.
Well, God took care of it. I just see now Georgia boy 5 dies of COVID-19 complications.
Yeah.
And also this one woman, I don't know where she's from, who was big in the folk posing and she got sick and she died. You know, so, I mean, you can't make it out like it's, and if you do exercise and you think you know your body, that solves the issue. It's not the way the world works. It's a macroscopic thing. You can't see it. You can't know that it won't affect you.
Now, I found 2 t-shirts I want to get. One of them says, science is just like magic, but it's real. And the other one says, if you don't believe in sciences, try magic.
That's funny.
And then you can get that same one that says, if you don't believe in sciences, try religion. I have too many friends that would find that very offensive, so I'm not going to get that one.
No, but honestly, you can't just pray to God for everything. You have to use your head.
Well, why in the world would God want to protect you if you don't want to protect yourself?
That's exactly the case. Imagine you're the son of a minister and you're saying that.
Yeah, well, you know where I stand. So.
I think your father would be proud of you, wouldn't he?
Well, I hope so. I hope so. He told me I was going to be either a great atheist or have great religious loss. I can't say that word. I'd be very strong in religion, but I am...
So did he come to the conclusion that you're basically an atheist?
Well, I don't think, before my dad died, I don't believe that he really... I really had not professed being an atheist by then.
Yeah, but he didn't seem upset at the thought you might be.
No,
it's just that's the way it is, right?
My dad was one of those people that believed that you have to think for yourself.
And good! I commend him.
He also
turns out very well. I'm proud of you.
He believed that you should think first. You know,
yes. No, I commend you. You're really great.
Well, you're very kind.
And you can tell your wife that if you have an argument with her.
We're going to have an argument because I'm supposed to do something for the radio station, and I've got to go back and tell her, tomorrow I got to go do this. We're going to get in deep trouble. You know what, though? She loves my puppy dog.
And she loves you.
Yeah, I guess she does.
That's so funny. So how's the puppy dog doing?
Well, more important than she loves me, she loves the puppy dog. The puppy dog is a little Yorkie. He's sort of a Yorkie. He's a big Yorkie.
Yeah, that's cute. I wanted to mention the one thing we haven't discussed is about climate change.
Oh, yeah.
What's going on is unbelievable. Around the world, not just here. How about in Germany? What happened in Germany? And, you know, and also what's happened in South Africa and is occurring in China, I understand now, you know, with floods. And now, of course, the forest fires and everything. Hottest weather ever in the western part of the U.S. Some people still claim it's not anything. It's nothing to worry about. It shows a lot of people have their heads in the sand. Yeah. And they're not ostriches.
Yeah, I'm glad you cut me off there. I didn't realize it was getting so late. But yes, absolutely. We have fires burning. We have hurricanes going. We have so much stuff. And that thing you're talking about in Germany, holy mackerel. And somebody says we don't have climate change? Come on.
And in China, I saw there was a subway system that was totally flooded.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. And also South Africa's had floods too, you know. It's a mess. And of course, everything's so many problems in the world. Like with Cuba and Haiti, what's going to happen with those countries? And now where the Cubans are going to start to go on rafts to South Florida again, you know, we've talked about today. So the world never stops. And no matter who's president, I think he's done a great job for 6 months. The six-month anniversary was yesterday for Joe Biden. But I still wonder, why do you want to be president?
Well, like I told you a long time ago, I've always wanted to be president, but I'm not smart enough. So.
Well, I always wanted to be an expert, and I guess I'm a bit of an expert, but I don't know everything.
Well, anyway, people that are denying climate change may be like the people that are denying that you need to have shots.
Yes, a lot of cases it is.
I think the walls are starting to crack a little bit. And
yes.
Maybe we will get some, we'll throw the ignorant cloth off of our shoulders.
And
start to think more positively. Well, we are down to, what are we down to?
We're about
down
a minute.
A minute and 14 seconds.
Yeah, I just want to thank you again. We had a good time, about a few laughs, and
I hope
we both enlighten whoever's listening.
I hope so, and if you disagree with us, that's okay, too. I think both of us will agree that you're allowed to disagree with us.
Absolutely, yes. Let's just hope for the best.
But facts on your side.
And moves on, you know.
Have facts on your side and science on your side if you're going to disagree with other people. You really need to know what you're talking about.
And realize science is based on things we can't see, a lot of it.
Right.
Meaning microscopic things you can't see.
And science isn't always perfect.
No,
there was a science several hundred years ago that said the world was flat, and we found out that was wrong. So,
but some people still believe that.
Yeah. Kind of scary.
But I do think that we have to admit that science, like the vaccinations when we were kids, polio and measles, mumps, rubella, that's certainly, and now they're trying to stop that in Tennessee.
Yeah,
it's got to stop.
Nuts.
We have to have vaccinations. That's the only way to fight diseases that we can't see.
Absolutely. Well, you have a great day. We've got 5 seconds left to go.
Thanks so much.
Take care.
Next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP Marion, Ohio, The Talking Place. For legendary talk show host Larry King.
You were hurt when they gave you the 1 year.